there's a very current new number that's come out with the number of school children that are homeless that are in Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools. It exceeds 2,000 children. So when you think of those numbers, you know that this is really only one piece of helping fill that need. There's a huge, huge need for families with children. If you're by yourself and you're homeless, you can live with a friend, live with a sister, live with a family member, go to a shelter, stay different places. But when you're a whole intact family with four children, it's very difficult to find a safe place to stay.
How did you decide to take the tact of offering these 10 units as opposed to something like a shelter for families?
We think the people that provide the shelter, Salvation Army, all great programs that house individuals or families that could potentially live with us, but all of them are short term. We know from our history with the single women that it takes a lot longer than a week or a night or even 90 days to rebuild your life. You didn't get there in 90 days in most cases. And so it's very important to have the time to rebuild it.
As far as choosing which families are going to take residence in there, it sounds like that would be a very difficult job, but what kind of qualifications are you looking for?
So the families have to have a source of income. If they have had any kind of substance abuse problem, they have to be clean or they'd have to be dry for a certain period of time. So there's certain rules and regulations that you have to agree to be in the program, and you have to want to change your life. Because the goal of the program is truly financial stability and permanent housing.
And as far as the families that are moving in, or basically the families who are in need, either teetering on the brink of homelessness or are homeless already, how are they making their way in Charlotte? How are they getting by at this point?
Well, barely, obviously. Charlotte is a tough place to live, as many cities, but Charlotte in particular, because the cost of living is very high. All of our families, again, members will be employed. Our women are all employed, with the exception of about 15% that have owned some type of disability. So the families are working, and they're working poor families, and they're families that work with us and wait on us every day, whether it's at the drugstore or at the grocery store, at the hardware store. They're people that you and I see every single day. You just don't realize that they live at the YWCA. The most eye-opening thing for me is that when you meet the women or you meet family members, they're people just like us. And I had the preconception before I came to the YWCA that homeless was the person begging on the street corner. That is the case with a small number. It is not the case of most of the people that are homeless.
The homes are really, they're nice. They're made with brick. There's been a lot of attention into the construction. How did you decide how to make them and what they should look like and what they should feel like for a family who's living in them?
David Furman was the architect, and he did this. It's his gift to these families and to the YWCA, and it's a very generous gift. And David and his staff really have designed beautiful homes, homes that any of us would want to live in. And it's very important as you rebuild your life that you have a nice place to live. It does make a difference in how you recover, how you rebuild your life, and how you get on with your life if you have a nice place to live. It's not just the right thing, it's that they deserve it.